Picking up from Daf Samech on the base at the bottom.
Sudas Chai Ba'ofis, the Dagam Yeshban V'chulis. We saw in the Mishnah that if you have traps that were set up for different animals or for fish, so the Pnei Darkei Shalom, they have the status of Gezel. You're not allowed to, someone put up a trap, you can't take away from that, can't take the fish or the animals out of the trap, even though Me'ikara did, you would be allowed to. In other words, the person wasn't really good. It says the Gemara. If you're talking about ozli v'ori, which Rashi says, different types of nets, a resha, rishto, shalchutin, you have strings that create a net, or you have some type of reeds that create a net, the bottom line being that they actually have a way of containing the prey, so then everybody agrees that you're not allowed to take from there. That's a real gezel, says Rashi, gezel gomer. The guy, he owns it already. Since, says Rashi, kem yeshlem toch, since the kalim here have an inside, so you've been kind of the prey inside, and anybody who takes them is actually stealing. So what's the whole discussion? Yeah. What's the machoikas in Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, whether it's a little bit of gezel, or it's gezel gomor, midir abonon, ki pligi, belechi v'kukri, lech v'kukri are basically types of traps that do not have a toch. So lechi, Rashi tells you, if it's easy on the tziunim to give you the explanation, some type of hook. Either you have a hook, which like we have hooks, we catch the fish, or the second case, the kukri, is some type of long string that you would put in the river, put in the water, and it would have along it, along this rope or this string, you would have machatim, little, how do you say that in English?
Needles.
Needles. They would have little needles along the rope, and the fish would get it caught on there. So those don't have, it's just the same thing as a hook, really. It's just like a long string that has a lot of, not hooks, but has a lot of needles on it. They do. You make it look attractive. Maybe put some food on there. They come, they bite it, and then they hit, and then they're stuck on the needle. Okay, so they bite into the machat. Okay, the same idea like the fishing hook. Okay, so anyway, those things don't have a toch, and therefore make our din the person is not koine. So that's where we have the machlokes. We do not a common Rabbi Yossi. Either way, you're not allowed to take it away from the person who caught it's the prey in this trap. The shaila would be, is it gezel gamo or not? So now, if you see the next after the two dots, we have metzias chereshot v'katan. Yes, you'll see. There's a little bit of a, there's an aleph over there. What's the pshat on the aleph? Okay, so we have it in our Mishnah as Mitzias Chereshev is a separate line in the Mishnah. So it sounds like the Gemara here is discussing the next case, but from the discussion of the Gemara, it's mashma that really be going on the previous case, and that's why on the side they tell you from the Maram Shift. The Maram Shift takes it out. It says the Tov Sofer. We're not going on to the new case. We're discussing now the same case we spoke about with Sudas Chaya. Others are Makayim the Gears. So they bring us that the Marid is. Okay, but we'll go with the Maram Shif. We're now just continuing our discussion with Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi about the Mitzudos. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista, Gezel Gomer Medivreyem. Rav Chista explains that when we're speaking about this din of Gezel Gomer Medivreyem, Rav Chista says the whole din of Rabbi Yossi is only Medivreyem. In other words, you might have thought that Rabbi Yossi is a Pasha way of reading Rabbi Yossi is Gezel Gomer means Medivreyem. Right, that the Tanakhama holds as a din d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi says gezel gomer. So comes along with this right away, and he tells you even Rabbi Yossi holds it's only a gezel gomer midivreya, which is a little confusing term. It's totally, it's absolutely a full fledged gezel, but only midirabbanan. Meaning midiraisa, it's not really a gezel. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's true, that both Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi are saying that the whole gezel is midirabbanan. So lemay nafkamino. What's the nafkamino between the two of them? Says the Gemara, lotzio bidayonin. It means, can we force, can the Dayanim force the person who stole to give it back? If you go like the Chachamim, you're not a good boy that you did it, but we can't make you take, can't take it away from you and give it back to the original person. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a Gezel Gomer, so we can take it away from the person who took it and give it back to the original person. Chari saw it, this brought down, but the Bais, it's a Pasha as far that the Shai is that the Gedder the Takanos Chachamim. Do we say that the Gedder is that you stole something, but you now own it, right? Or do we say you never took ownership of it, so you're able to take it away from you? Okay, so now the shayla is so that's the question: how seriously to take this din derabbanan? So that's the machlokes. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter Ani Hamenakef the Rosh Hazayis Mashatachta V'chul. Okay, so one of the next cases in the Mishnah: if you have an ani who is knocking off olives from the olive tree, so even though he didn't actually make a kinyan on the olives, the halacha is somebody who comes by and he sees the olives and on the floor, he's not allowed to take those olives away from this ani who is on the Rosh HaZayis. Again, what does Zayis mean?
Olive tree.
Olive tree. What? Right? Olive tree. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a brayse, imlikate v'nosan biyad, raise the gezel gomor. So the whole discussion of the Mishnah is when he's knocking off the olives, he never actually took possession of the olives. But if he actually pulls off the olives with his hand, and he's holding them in his hands, then it's a gezel gomor. Now the shaila is, what's the chiddush of that? I mean, the whole chiddush of the Mishnah is when he didn't make a kinin. So he didn't make a kinin, so now the shaila is mid derabanan. I mean, the darkish shalom can't take it away from him. Obviously, if he picked up the olive and he's holding it, he owns it. So what does Tosfos say? Top Tosfos says, Geshmak and Akuda, Tosfos says that even if technically speaking he held it in his hand, but it was only to put it down. Right? When he was told it, let's say he picked it off the tree just to put it down on the ground. He's right away picking it and throwing it on the ground. He's picking it off and throwing it on the ground. So he didn't actually take it. It wasn't nis'akev biyaldo. V'lachas ben elala pila. I don't like doing this, but I speak the Nisan of, it reminds me a little bit of, I don't even know the gedder. I was asking about like, in football, when they talk about like, when is it a reception or not? I don't know, I think it's good. It's a good muscle, right? Sometimes it's like you're holding on to it, but you didn't have, I don't know how to remind you of it, right? You didn't have possession of control. They talk about control. Exactly. I don't know if that's the exact I go over here. But here the pshat is, it could be it was technically in your hand, but it was never, you were holding on to it. It was just picking it off to put it down on the ground. So you never like held on to it, b'toiras achiza. So in that case, you might, so there, it's not, you don't own it, it's mashter from Tosis, that ikra din over there, if I can't, actually, you might say, so maybe it's a question I had to read it now, Lefitos. No, Lefitos, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? That even in that situation, we do consider it that you own it, even though you might have thought not. I think that's the more Pasha way of reading Tosis. That in such a situation, you might have thought that if you pick it off with your hand, without trying to hold on to it, just picking it off to put it down on the ground, you might have thought that that's not called a full kinyan. So Kamash Balon, that's what Avkana is saying. That's what the Tana is saying, that that's Gezel Gomer already. That the fact that even you didn't hold on to it for the shame holding it, that's still called possession, and therefore it's Gezel Gomer to steal from that guy. Okay, says the Gemara, right? Rav Kahana, Avaka Azal Hutzel. Rav Kahana was going to Hutzel. Rashi tells you that Hutzel, that was the place where Rav Yoshe was. And Chazi Alu Gavra Davashadi Ufya. He saw a certain guy. According to Rashi, what it means is that this person was throwing Ufya. What are Ufya?
Sticks.
He was throwing sticks at the tree, the Konatrun Tamri, and the Tamar were falling off the tree, which very much resembles the case of our Mishnah. So also come on, kid v'achol. So he sees this going on. Kind of goes, he picks up the dates from the ground and starts eating them. So Amrlei, this guy who was throwing the ufya says, Chazi Mar de biyodai shedesinu. Mar, you saw, meaning master, you saw that with my own hands I threw this down. So when he heard this, Rifkan heard this, Amalei, wow, may Astri de Biyoshi also. Ato, you must be coming from the place of Biyoshi, as Rashi told us, because Biyoshi was from this place of Hutzel. So he was going to Hutzel, he's this guy in Hutzel. So he says, you're coming from the place of Biyoshi. And therefore, Kari Alev, at Tzadik Yisod Olam, so he said about Biyoshi that he's at Tzadik Yisod Olam, that he teaches the Talmidim, all of the dinim. And that's what Rashi says, Lafika Chatabak Medin, Lafishu Doivesh the Rabbim Adiyan. Oh, he's at Tzadik Yisod Olam, that he teaches the masses. So that's just interesting. Pashab Shad and Gemara, the way Rashi is learning, what was the taina that the Hu Gavra tells Rav Kahana? He says, what I'm doing fits into the din of the Mishnah of Ani Amanake Perosh HaZayis. In other words, what I'm doing is included in the Mishnah's din of Midar Kishalom, which means Midar Din, I don't own it, but the din of the Mishnah is that when Ani is Amanake Perosh HaZayis, he owns it.
It's not what the Gemara just said.
What?
The Gemara said you have to take it in your hand and then put it down.
No, so it's interesting. The Gemara, so I'm going to get it in a second. That might be a little bit better, but I'm about to say in a minute. But the Gemara didn't say that it's not true. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah tells us, Menachev, I'm happy you asked. Let's clarify. The Mishnah says, Ani Menachev Rosh HaZayis, even without holding it at all, the Aloch is, when you're dark, you're not allowed to take the olives away from that guy, even though he never made a kinyan on it. He was never old. The Tanuk of the Brice comes along and says that if the person actually held it in his hand, then it's Mikra Adin, you can't take it. He mamash owns it. Now, yes, what was the Chiddush? Tosfos explains what the Chiddush was. But those were the two stages. So now the Shaila is, this guy, was he claiming that he was the din of the Mishnah? Or he was claiming that he was the din of the Brisa?
Hopefully the Mishnah.
Right? So the way Rashi learns, it was the din of the Mishnah. Because look, I was throwing it at the tree. He never held it.
Right.
So I was throwing it at the tree. So I'm included in what the Mishnah says. He says, why you saw that I was throwing it, so I'll give it to me. Tosfos asked the obvious question on Rashi, which is, Shver, Akasha, Amshad, and Rashi, what on earth was Rav Kahana thinking? What was Rav Kahana thinking? Rav Kahana knew the din. He's like, it's not mashal. Rav Kahana didn't know this din. It's like, oh, I'm impressed that you know the din. Okay, so why, Rav Kahana, what were you doing taking it to begin with? So different versions say different things. Some say, the Rishonim say that he thought the guy was a goy, and then he realized the guy wasn't, oh, so he was impressed. Other Rishonim say that it's only an ani. And this guy wasn't an ani. So the din of the Mishnah is meduik. Ani ha-menach brush hazayis. But not if it was a stama guy. So this guy was a stama guy. It wouldn't apply to. So the Shah's was the teretz. So that's the machoikas. Maybe the Rav Kahana was maida that really it is the din. So if you learn that he thought it was a goy, so it's pasha. Okay, thought it was a goy, it turns it down. If he held that it was only did an ani, so then what was the teretz? Now it was a machoikas, now he's maida din. Gets a little gishmak over here, but he gets a little labor thing. But the maisa, the way Tosis learns, because of this kasha, Tosis says Rashi is shver. What was Rav Kahana doing? So Tosis says that Ramasal showed the over, Tosis gishmak. He says it's not the pshat that he was throwing sticks at the tree. Tosis learns that he was on the tree and he was throwing down the lulavim. He was throwing min hadekel, the chariel shel dekel, the bundles of the lulavim, and off of the lulavim fell the tamarim. So again, according to Rashi, he's standing on the ground. He's chucking something at the tree and he's knocking down tamarim. According to Tosas, he's on the tree and he's throwing down the bundles of the lulavim. Right, of these bundles of chorios of dekel, right, and off of the dekel roll the tamar. So Tosfos learns that he thought that the guy wasn't makbid on the tamar. He thought he was just trying to get tamar. He's only trying to take down the lulavim, right? Whatever, he's trying to sell lulavim. Whatever he's doing, he's taking the bundles of the tree. He's not interested in the little tamar that fall off. The guy comes along and says, "No, I want those tamar." He says, "Okay, you want the tamar, the seder." So therefore, but what's geshmak is that according to Tosfos, what does it come out? According to Tosis, his taina to him, the guy's taina was not about the din of the Mishnah, but it was the din of Revchit, it was the din of the Tana. That's what Tosis says. Va'omer lo ano biyadoi shadisenu v'gezel nami ika. And it's a little bit more meduic in the Lashon Gemara. He says, because what's why, the Lashon Gemara? What does he tell him? He says, Chazim mar de biyadai shadisinu. What are you adding with the yadai? Why are you adding the hands? Lefi Rashi's time. You saw I was chucking the thing at it. So that's the din of the Mishnah. Lefi Tosis, it was my hands. I was holding it. So I was cutting it completely. So it's Gezel Gomer.
So what was Rav?
So it's a different. No, that's what I said. Rav Kahana thought that he didn't care about the tamarim. He thought that he just wanted the chariot shaldeko. He didn't think he was cared about this little tamarim that roll off. The guy is throwing down the whole bundle of the tree. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's just a whole different gemara, which is Stam Gishmak, that we have two, we have the din of the Mishnah, the din of the Braisa, then we have the story. And so Mechalik Rashi tells us, is the story an illustration of the din of the Mishnah or the din of the Braisa? Maybe a little bit more meduk, like that's what I thought you were saying before, that it comes right after the Tana, right after the Tana, and then we have the Maaser of Kahana. So it's a little bit, maybe more meduk like Tosfos. It's Mukhrach, but it's a... Okay, nice. Says the Gemara right there. Ein machmir de biyad ani nochrim belaiket b'shirchah v'peyam reidar kishal. Okay, so the Mishnah told us that we don't start up with the goyim. If they come to take they come to take stock, or they take like a shirchah peyam, we'll let them take. Tana rabbanan mefarnes amani nochrim imani Yisrael. You have to mefarnes the goyim together with ani Yisrael. Mevakin chol nochrim chol Yisrael, and you're mevakin the cholim of nochrim with chol Yisrael. The covenant may say Nachrim may say Yisrael, and you're also going to be covered the Mesa Nachrim together with Mesa Yisrael. V'nidar kishalom. Now I translated that on purpose a little bit vaguely.
What?
What does it mean? What?
I didn't hear you translate.
I didn't translate anything you said.
I didn't even translate it to Hebrew.
That's not true. Actually, I would go back to the table. I said you could bury together with the Jews.
Oh, that part. Okay.
Which part do you think I was saying?
The
right, it's a shtickle weird term. It's like, does that mean...
What does it with mean, right? What does with mean? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi is bothered by it. In Mesi Yisrael, Rashi says, Lo bikivre Yisrael. Yeah. I mean, with sounds like you're doing it mamish together.
Right.
So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean mamish together. You don't bury them together with the Jews. El misasking b'hem imotsum harugim im Yisrael. So Rashi is taking the word im literally. You take care of the goyim together with the Jews. That means when you find them together, you find that people, there were bodies of Jews and goyim together. So then you'll be metapel with both. You put one in the kever Yisrael, one in the kever goyim. But you deal only when they're together. And the same thing would be true l'chorei l'fi Rashi by mefarnesim. That means you only take care of the goyim when the goyim are coming to collect together with the Jews. But to go stam and give to a goy, you wouldn't. To go, if you find stam a goy in the street that needs to be buried, you wouldn't necessarily take care of him. If you find an ani of a goy, you wouldn't necessarily. It's only when they're together. So all the dinim of mevakir and chol nesedi, you go to the hospital. You know, it's a big thing. Or you go to the hospital. My wife has to go around to give, you know, give out presents to all the kids there in the wards. And the children were so they're very mocked because there are a lot of Arabs there also. So you can't give to the Jewish kids, you can't only give to the Jewish kids, right? So you have to give to everybody. So that would be when you're mavakir, all of them together. But to stam go into a whole ward, to a whole hospital just of the goyim, that's not mavuri. The other mefarshim, when you show them learn not like that, and it's a whole shayla and halacha out of paskin. When I read him, I didn't read it like Rashi. I thought it meant mefaras in imna, meaning just like you do the Israel, you also take care of the goyim. Because we don't want the goyim to get upset, so we'll also give them money.
How does that work with
im? Im is like, just like we do this, we'll also do them.
Yeah.
It's not so geschmack in the words. I agree with you. The word im is more meduric like the way Rashi's saying it, but that's the way I'd always understood it. Together with you, just like you do this, you do for them also. When you're giving tzedakah, so you'll give to them. I agree with you. The im is not so gishmak. But the ma'aseh, it's a shayla. I think the ikra halacha, I shouldn't say ikra halacha, but the mefarshim talk about, I think the pashas la halacha is, the way I would say, not like Rashi, the way it comes out. But the goyin learns the vidaiks in Shulchan, that we do go like Rashi. It's a discussion here in the Pesachim. Just it's nice to be medaik. You see clearly from Rashi, that's what he's bothered by. Right? That he had a hava min ad kadei kach, that you would actually have to bury them together.
Wait, isn't he prepping the body, like prepping the meat?
No, if you find them dead.
If you find them dead.
Wait, so what are you doing?
Dealing with them. Go take care of them. Bury them.
Just leave it.
Just bury it.
But Rashi has how many you would bury them together. We're saying, no, don't bury them together. But if you find them together, then you have to deal with both of them. Okay, good. Says. So
you just found a guy.
Right, but according to Rashi, you would find the guy in the street. You wouldn't have to deal with it. It's only when it's together with the guy, with the yid. Okay, here's a famous Mishnah. It's a Mishnah also appears in Masech HaShvius. Mashalas isha l'chaverta hachashuda ala shvius. A woman may, what's mashalas, Pesach? I hate to do this to you. It's not nice to take nakam or anything. I really appreciate the Deitig lesson yesterday, by the way. I really do. I'd be like, I can't believe I didn't know that. So I'm just going to take a little nakam now, though. No, what does mashalas mean, Pesach?
What
do they
mean?
What? That was you tried that the first time.
To ask?
Yes, you... That would be a nice guess. Mashalas is to lend. You know that. It's the mem, right? The show elis would be to borrow. Okay, mashalas isha. So a woman can lend out to her friend, hachashud al shvius, someone who is suspect on the lachas of shvius, a nafa ukvara, verichayim betanur. You give her nafa ukvara, which are different types of sieves and sifters. Anybody know where nafa ukvara is famous from other than hilchas shvius? Also in Hilchas Shabbos. Anybody learn Hilchas Boirer, he knows the Nafu Kvara. That's like the, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. That was a Freudian slip. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, Nafu Kvara is the main Kalim we talk about in Hilchas Boirer, which is the Isser Boirer Midyaraisa.
We wouldn't know.
Rechaim is a mill and a taner. Basically, all utensils which are used in food preparation, on Shvius. But you can't actually do the malacha with her. You can't do the separating tavra, you can't do the brera with her, and you can't do the grinding with her. So you give her the kelim, but nothing more. As opposed to that, an eshes chaver is the term for a woman, a chaver. So the chaver is the term for a person who is careful, also in the areas of chumas and maisras. Basically, someone who cares all the halachas of the Torah, but particularly when we're contrasting between Am Aret, someone who also is careful on the halachas of Truma and Meiser, whereas in Am Aret, generally speaking, we'll see in our Gemara is going to choose a different one, but generally speaking, Am Aret means someone who's not necessarily makbid on Trumas and Meisers. So, Eishas Chaver, the wife of a Chaver, who is makbid, she can be mashalas le'eishas Am Aret. She can lend out to an Am Aret, the Eishas Am Aret, also enough for Kvara. Now there's a shadow. Why was there no mention here of the town of Ikirayim, right? Like what happened to that? So Tosa discusses it, whether or not it just means we're not going to say out the whole phrase again, but it's the same thing, or Tosa says as far that really Rechaim and Tana would be different. That it's not the derech to give it out because it's going to become Tana. But either way, the Kalim, when it comes to the Am Aretz, you can lend out the Kalim, enough of Kfaro, and but you can actually do the malacha with her. So you can do the brera, or the grinding, or merakedes. Merakedes is a similar type of breira, like the Gemara Yerushalmi tells us that there are three malachas in Hilchos Shabbos that are really the same, right? Breira, merakeid, and zayra. The Gemara says, hainu breira, hainu zayra, hainu merakeid. They're really the same idea of separating the bad parts from the good parts. Okay, but either way, breira is the chenes, merakedes, ima. Okay, that's obviously raising the question, which is, why is there a difference between Shvius and Shumas? Why, when it comes to Shvius, a woman who's not careful about Shvius, we're only allowed to lend her the kelim, but not actually do anything with her. Whereas when it comes to Lama Aretz, we can even be involved in food preparation to a certain extent. Okay, that the Gemara will discuss. Mishikatina Zaval Mishitatil, only to a certain extent. Mishitatil Asamayim Lotiga Ima Lefishayin Machzikin De Ovri Aveira. But once you put the water in, so then already you can't touch it anymore. You can help her a little bit until you put the water in. Once you put the water in, then hands off. And Rashi explains, because from the time that the water goes in and you create the dough, when it goes into the flour and you create the dough, so then there's already a chiv of challah. And at that point, you're going to be metame the challah. You're not allowed to be metame challah biyadayim. Then the Mishnah finishes off. V'kula lo amru ela mipnei darki shalom. Everything that we mentioned was only mipnei darki shalom. Now, what does that mean? That means even the heterim that we gave. So the heter to give, to lend out the kelim to a woman who's chashud al shvius, and the heter to lend out the kelim and to do the malacha by the shumas and maisa to the eishes amaretz, even that was only because of a special heter of darkei shalom. That means there really is a problem in all those cases as well. We'll speak to that, Mr. Shem. And the Mishnah finishes off, machzik yedei nachar b'shvius. You're allowed to be machzik yedei nachar b'shvius. In other words, you see a guy doing malach on shvius, you can give him a shkoyach and say, I hope your work goes well, because nothing wrong with the guy doing malach on shvius. Have a lo al yedei Yisrael. You're not allowed, if Yisrael is doing it, you can't encourage them. V'shalom b'shloman b'pnei darkei shalom. And you're also allowed to inquire of a guy how he's doing, and you can give him she'ela shalom. What's the, now, why is that? What's the issue over there? The issue is, you're using Shem Hashem. You wouldn't want to use Shem Hashem to a goy. But since it's Mimdar Gashalom, you're allowed to use Shem Hashem. Why? As Rashi says, the word Shalom is actually one of the shemos of Hashem. And therefore, it's a chiddush that Mimdar Gashalom, you're allowed to use it to inquire of the goy. Yeah.
Rashi says, Messiah Mamish, when the goy is doing work in Shviz, you can Mamish help somebody to cut down maybe during Shviz, just because they're a goy.
Right, it's a good hara. It's a good hara. We have to know what that means exactly. Yeah, this might be. That's a big rashi here. It's a good hara. I'm not sure if this gets into the shaila of this. Is the big shaila of heter mechira. Yesh kinyan legoy lafkima de meisers, which we spoke about earlier in the mesechta. Right. In other words, if there's a kinyan for a goy, so then it's his stuff, so that he would be able to be Masayahim as well. Because there's no Isser, it's his stuff. Right? In fact, that's how they do it, by the way. In the Heter Mechira, they have Jews working the fields. Because we sold it to a Goy, and we have a Jew doing it. So, the Chor is a Diyuk and Rashi. I mean, Mustafa, we're not talking about a Goy in Chutz Laretz, right? That would be a Shaila. We're talking about a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, and that might be Meduyuk in this Rashi, like you're saying. Yeah. We have to be Ma'ayin into that more. Okay, so the Gemara starts off with the obvious question: Maishna Reisha, who Maishna Seifa? Now I realize the guy's asking later on. We'll see that the terms Reisha and Seifa switch in a few lines of the Gemara. Okay, so we're just going to start with the first way, and then we'll switch when we need to switch. Right now, Reisha and Seifa refer to Reisha being the issue of Shvius, and Seifa being the Am Aretz with the Chumos and Maisers. So the Gemara asks: Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa? Why in the Reisha when it comes to Shvius are we allowed to lend only the kelim, but not to do the malacha? Whereas, when it comes to the seifa, when it comes to the shumas ma'is with Am Haaretz, there we allow you to even work with her. Amar Abaye, roiv ame ha'aretz ma'asrin hein. Abaye says, you know why? Because by the ame ha'aretz, there's a roiv, that really they are ma'asrin hein. It's true, and Am Haaretz is somebody who we don't know for sure that he did. He took off shumas ma'is. But there's still a roiv. Roiv of them do. So, when it comes to shvius, when there's a real shailam ikar adin, there, we have to be machmir. You can't help them at all. Do the actual malach. When it comes to chumas and maizus, so there, as Rashi says, once we have a roiv, it hilkach shasha derabanan ba'alma. It turns in to only an isra derabanan. So whole chashash is on an isra derabbanan, and if they darke shalom, it could be mekel. But when it comes to shvius, where the shaila is that they're muchsalam shechashuda, so then we have to be careful and not to do it. That's, yeah.
It's not just that the mashmaus is just not that the rov isn't careful in shvius, but they are in maestros.
It is like that.
Okay.
As opposed to what?
That there's some sort of chazaka when it comes to the shvius case for that person, as opposed to.
I guess that's where the chazaka is coming from. That. Yeah, the truth is, I was a little bit bothered in Rashi. I was trying, I didn't see it, I didn't look well enough. I didn't see him in Medayik this yet, but I don't know why Rashi has to say, aval chashud al shvius. Mashma the muchsak lon bashut. Why do you have to know it's a muchsak? Why can't you keep it 50-50? Or like a regular suffix? In other words, what is Rashi telling? When it comes to chumas and maisers, there, I have a roiv that I'm aris that they're ma'asrin. Since I have a roiv, so really, mitaraisa, it's okay. And it's only like, that's a chashash midrabban. I don't even know, maybe you wouldn't even call that a derabban, but it's definitely not more than a derabban. Rashi has a chashash midrabban. So I would have said, by the Shvius, we don't have the Roiv. So if we don't know, it's an emesis suffix. Rashi is mashmid that there's a chazaka that she is chashuda, which is a little bit more like you, Medayik, the Lashon of chashuda. I don't know why he had to make it that strong. Why can't you just keep it then? We don't have the Roiv that says they're okay, so we're back to the regular, to the drawing board, where we have a real chashash midrabban. But either way, that's how Rashi is learning. Okay, that's Shita Sabai. It's a Pekish. Abai's Shita is that there's a chilek between Shvius. The Metzius is different. We had a kasha. What's the chilek? Teretz is the Metzius is different. By Shvius, they're not makbid. When it comes to Chumash Ma'aser, they're makbid. Rava says no. Rava Amar Hacha Ba'ama Ores Dir Meir V'Tumah V'Tar Dir Abanon. Rava says we're not talking about the classic term of an Amma Aretz. Up until now, normally when we speak about a Chavar and an Amma Aretz, what are we talking about? The issues of taking off Chumas and Maisers. The Chashash is, maybe this person didn't take off Chumas and Maisers. Right? But, when it comes to, but Rav is saying, that's not what we're speaking about. Here we're talking about a different type of an Amma Aretz. Here we're talking about the Amma Aretz of Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir's definition of an Amma Aretz is, someone who eats their chulin bitumah. And the Gemara explains, and then the issue is going to be a tumah v'tahara midirabban. And that be'etza means a dirabban. In other words, you know, there's no mitzvah for you to eat your chulin bitara. We know that a kohen cannot eat his truma when it's tummy. That's an issue there, that's the chi of misa, right? To do that. It's very bad. You can't do that. Chulin, you can eat when they're tummy. There's a milah, as we'll see in a second, there's a milah that certain people that they were makbid, that they would have even their chulin bitar. Okay, it's a nice thing, but that's no more than a din derabbanan. And so now let's see the price of the tani. Ezo, ama aretz kol she'ena oichel chulin bitar, ra div Rebbe Meir. Chamoim kol she'ena ma'aser peirosim. So you see the Rebbe Meir defines, what's an ama aretz? Someone who does not eat his regular chulin bitar. Again, there's no chiyu midaraisa to do that. Stam, it's an Indian, called here a derabbanan. It's a derabbanan to do that. Chachamim hold, like we always understood, what's an ama aretz? Somebody who's not ma'aser is peiros. So therefore, according to Rava, it's a whole separate issue. According to Abai, what's the issue? The issue is about Chumas and Maisers. The Chumas and Maisers, we have a roiv that they took it off. Okay, so it's not being misayeya for over there so much, because Pashas, they took it off anyway. So Mamelu, it could be Mekel, we can actually do the Malach with them. Hashenki, by Shvius, the Shah of Deraisa, we can only lend them the Kale, and we can't do any more. Rava says, no, the issue over here is Tum Vitar. So when you lend the Kalim to the Amma Aretz, right? We're talking about Amma Aretz, somebody who just doesn't eat his chulin bitara. So what's the worst thing that could happen over here? He's going to eat his chulin bituma. Okay, that whole thing is a din derabanan. There's no problem. I can be involved. I can help him out. Mashen came by Shvius. It's a real concern of a real iser. So according to Rav, it's pasha. We're talking about different things. According to Abaye, both of them are big isurim. There's an iser of Shvius and an iser of the Chumas and Maisers. It's just that the Metzius is different. By the Amma Aretz, he's probably makbid by the Chumas and Maisers. By Shvius, the person is not. According to Rava, we're talking about apples and oranges. According to Rava, Shvius is a real Isser. And by the Amma Aretz, we're talking about Stam, the din of Tumah V'Tahara, by Chulim, which is only din derabbanan. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Hamad Diktani, Seifa Mishitata Samayim. Now here's where the word Seifa changes. Right? Up until now in the Gemara, the words Reisha and Seifa were referring to the Reisha being Shvius, Seifa being Amma Aretz with Maisers. Now, according to Rava, now the Gemara is switching that we're only discussing now the case of the Amma Aretz. The resha is the first part of the amaretz. What's the din when you lend out to an amaretz? You're boreres v'tochenes v'meraketes imo. That's the resha. You're allowed to do work with her. The seifa is aval mishitatil esamayim otiga imo. That we are limiting the heter. That once the water touches, then you can't work with her anymore. So now the Gemara speaks up. Harmediktoni say from the fact that the seifa says that mishitatil esamayim otiga imo, you're not allowed to touch it anymore. Michlal deresha lav betumah v'tara askina. It's mashma that the resha was not talking about tumah v'tara. Now Rashi has to explain what's going on. What does it mean? Michlal deresha with tumah v'tara. Not stand that we're not talking about tumah v'tara, but it's mashma from the fact that the Mishnah starts talking about the water hitting. What is it mashma that up until now there was no water hitting? If there was no water hitting, that means it can never become tummy. That's the Ikar Nekuda right now. That's the Gemara's question. You're telling Rava, you're learning that in the Reisha was already an issue of Tumah V'Tara. It was only Derabbanan so we could be Mekum. Rava, how could you say that? The Seifa implies that at a later stage, the water, meaning liquid, is going to touch this stuff and therefore make it eligible to becoming tummy. Mashma that beforehand, it was ineligible for becoming tummy. It wasn't possible to become tummy. So how could you learn that the case was that it was a tumah v'tara midrabbanan where we make it? Right? The way Rashi adds on to the question to make it sure, Rashi says, we said in the Mishnah, v'kula lo amru elevin pnei darkei shalom. That means all of the cases that we allowed in the Mishnah, we only allowed as a special heter. Meaning, it's not gavaldik, it's not kishmak what we're doing. Pnei darkei shalom, we're going to be make it.
This means it's not that bad, no?
It means it's not that bad, but it means that it is bad. We wouldn't want to be Mekel if we didn't have to. We don't have to be Mekel. So says the Gemara, according to Rashi, if we're talking about a case where water never hit, why is it bad at all, Dani? Why are you telling me the kulon lo amru elvi darkei shalom? Forget about darkei shalom. It's totally mutter. It never came into contact with the Zion Mashkin. Just to clarify that again, the din is that all food cannot become tameh. Unless it's what's called Huchshir Lekabel Tumah. What does that mean, Pesach?
It's ready to...
Right, it has something has happened to it to make it eligible to becoming Tumah. What is that? Coming into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkin, one of the seven liquids. What are the Zayin liquids? Yad Shachadam, right? Yad Shachadam, okay? Yayin, Dam, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dvash, and Mayim. Yad Shachadam. What? I said Mayim twice? No, I didn't. That was the first mem. Yeah. Yad Yain.
Oh,
Yad Yain. Yad Shachata.
What is this list?
Okay.
How?
Where is this list?
What is this list?
That's the list.
Of what?
Zayin Mashkin. Of the seven liquids which make something eligible to becoming tummy.
What's the difference between Mayim and Tal?
That's a good question. It's not for this is a big issue. Okay? Anyway, Tal is like a little more gooey. Okay, anyway, the bottom line is these are the Zayin Mashkin. So from the fact that the Mishnah says it only came into contact with water, which was one of the Zayin Mashkin, that means until now it didn't come into contact at all, which means it couldn't become Tumah. So why can't you Lechatchila, Dani? Why Bnei Darkei Shalom? That's what's bothering the Gemara. So the Gemara's answer, the reason I'm speaking out so much in the Gemara is because if you read the Gemara Kapshuto, guys, without this Hezber Rashi, the answer doesn't work so well. The Gemara's Teretz now is Reisha V'Seifa B'Tumah V'Tara. The Gemara's Teretz says, no, the Reisha and the Sefer are both talking about Tumah V'Tara. Meaning what? The Paris were already Mukhsharin in the Reisha. You thought, the Gemara and the Maksha thought like this, from the fact that the Sefer talks about that water is hitting, so we thought that in the Reisha the water wasn't hitting. We're saying, no, that's not the point. The Sefer's issue is not now the water is hitting. The Sefer's issue is we're talking about a different type of Tumah. In the Reisha we were talking about Tumah Schulin. In the Reisha, it could be the liquid did touch it. But we're talking about Tumas Chulin. When it comes to Tumas Chulin, that whole thing is only the level of the Rabbana. But for Seifa, with Tumas Chala, when we're talking about Seifa, we're talking about Tumas Chala, once it becomes a dough, it now is subject to the din of Tumah Midya Raisa, because Chala is an Isser, is a din Dera Raisa, therefore it's also to be Matami, Biyad, as the Pasuk says, is Mishmer Shumosai. So, as Rashi learns, there's an Avilei Shimri, you have to watch the Tumah, you can't be Matami, so therefore it's a much more severe level of Isra. I just want to say one more thing. I forgot to say it before. What's the issue on Shvias that the person is doing, by the way? How does Rashi learn? Andrew. What's a person who's chashed al shvius? What are they doing? It's a big discussion actually in the Rishonim.
Not taking it. No?
What do you mean not taking it? Rashi says they're doing what's called shomer. Two things Rashi says. That they're shomer it, that they're guarding it, which is a problem. You're not allowed to guard because it's because parashvius are hefker. Everybody has to come to take it. And then Rashi says, and they're allowed sniyam min habir ve'elach. What's min habir ve'elach?
Being burned.
What's the din? So it's interesting you said burnt. That shita sarambam destroyed. We don't pass like that. Rov Rishon, Rabban, and the Rash. They go to that beer just means you have to get rid of it, which means to be mafkir it, which is the way we pass it. So the halach is that from the zman habiur, you're not allowed to keep the shvius in your house. You need to take it outside and let everybody be mafkir it. If you didn't do that and you retained ownership of it, it becomes asur. So these people were chashit to do that, to be sharmed the fruit and then to keep possession of it even after the zman.
It's one thing, not two.
If we're talking about...
You're saying lishmor kabior.
What?
It's not two different activities that they were doing. It's one activity, which is called shmira kabior.
I'm not sure. Rashi kind of sounds like two.
Right?
Lishmor versus ulat sniyam minabir ve'elach. It sounds like Rashi is saying two things.
How are we doing with...